Bruce, let's talk a little bit about teleportation before we go to the calls here. What did we do with teleportation years gone by in the ancient lands?
Well, teleportation was developed because of the ability to expand our psychic development. Atlantis and Lemuria, especially Lemuria before it, were very big on all kinds of psychic growth. In fact, all the techniques that we would call New Age originated there. Teleportation, actually, the ancient Indians in the Vedas, their ancient scriptures, talk about what's called the Lakhima, which is we all possess an unknown power as part of our physiological makeup, and this unknown power acts like a centrifugal force strong enough to counteract all gravitational pull, and this may result in levitation, which is a beginning phase for eventual teleportation. And the concept of antima, this is the Veda concept of invisibility, teleporting into the fifth dimension. If you teleport into the fifth dimension, you will be invisible. And we've discussed on the show how people can be online in a supermarket or a post office somewhere, not on this day, of course, and they all of a sudden, nobody seems to acknowledge them. You know, they're just sort of like there, but nobody sees them. They're actually invisible for a period of 4 or 5 minutes. This is the antima concept of the Vedic concept. So it's been around forever. I'd like to describe just briefly for a moment the actual experience, the depiction of what teleportation feels like to somebody being teleported.
Okay.
The first time I teleported, I'm quoting now, the first time I teleported, it was the strangest experience. The entire trip was characterized by a strange feeling throughout my body. It was as though something twisted my body. It felt almost like I was caught in a giant web. Suddenly, the world exploded into countless billions of glowing threads. They stretched away in all directions, and they intersected everything, including me. I could now perceive that the strange twisting sensation that I was experiencing was correlated with the motion of these threads, and they were in constant motion. I could feel the world. I could see the room around me superimposed within the pattern of these threads. I was also aware of things beyond the room. In fact, it seemed like I was aware of everything, although not in any detail. It is sometimes difficult to explain. The overall effect was similar to looking at a hologram, except it was visceral as well as visual. You could see, feel the image, but you could also see and feel the interference pattern. The difference was that the interference pattern was not flat, but extended in all directions. The effects disappeared almost immediately upon arrival at both locations, and they became less and less eventually with experience, and they eventually disappeared. But that's an example of an initial teleportation.
I wonder if in the days that teleportation became real, in what year do you think that might have happened?
Oh, we don't know. I'll tell you right now, teleportation has been reported. One of the classic cases, of course, you get a lot of this in the religious Christian literature. Mary of Agreda left her Spanish convent and reportedly made over 500 trips to the Jumana Indians of New Mexico to convert them between 1620 and 1631. Now, in 1620...
Now, this wasn't done with an apparatus, though. This might have been dimensional, right?
She didn't know what she was doing. She wasn't trying to do anything.
Okay.
She was just like a nun, you know, just doing her thing. In 1622, this father, Alonzo de Benavides of the Isolita Mission in New Mexico, had written to the Pope Urban VIII and to Philip IV of Spain asking who in the world had preempted him in his mission to convert the Jumano Indians. The Jumanos themselves declared their knowledge of Christianity to have come from a lady in blue, a European nun who had left them with crosses, rosaries, blah, blah, blah. This chalice was believed to have come from Mary's convent in Agreda. The Agreda visit of America many times is attested to by the logs of the Spanish conquistadors, the French explorers, the identical accounts of different tribes of Indians 1,000 miles apart. Every authentic history of the Southwest of the United States records the mystic phenomenon of the Mary of Agreda. So here's a classic example, one of the most documented ones, if you will, of teleportation.